USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some more stimulus money could be heading your way as the House has passed a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. The vote was 219 to 212 with no Republican support. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the bill will help millions of people in different ways.
18 million Americans will receive unemployment insurance. 40 million Americans will receive nutrition assistance. 27 million children will receive help through an expanded child tax credit.
The vote was along party lines. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said when he read the bill, almost every single page contained
a liberal pipe dream that predates the pandemic.
The bill now heads to the Senate. It includes a federal minimum wage increase of $15 an hour. But it's likely that the Senate will scrap that provision. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An FDA advisory panel has unanimously recommended Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine for emergency use. Dr. Gregory Poland said, at one dose, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine can help inoculate Americans faster.
People only have to make one appointment for their complete vaccination.
He also said there's no special storage restrictions.
It can be stored for 3 months at normal refrigerator temperatures and has a 2-year shelf life.
He said there were 2 recent severe allergic reactions in South Africa, but said the coronavirus vaccine overall is tolerated and is safe. The FDA authorization is expected any time. On Friday, CDC Commissioner Dr. Rochelle Walensky warned that following the recent decrease in coronavirus case numbers and hospitalizations,
the latest data suggests that these declines may be stalling, potentially leveling off at still a very high number.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A search is underway in Nigeria for over 300 schoolgirls that were kidnapped on Friday. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
The girls taken in the middle of the night by armed men who overtake a state-run secondary school in northwest Nigeria. No word on who's behind the kidnapping, as no one has claimed responsibility, but a Nigerian human rights activist believes the motive is clear.
It's about ransom. It's probably this time around we'll be talking about $20 million to get them out. I mean, what could be more lucrative than that?
Omiyele Sawori tells South African TV the government may be complicit, as officials sometimes get a cut of the ransom money. The Daily Beast reports school and security officials had been warned by locals of impending danger, but it's not clear if anything was done.
An airline passenger who's accused of assaulting flight attendants is now facing a hefty fine. USA's Jeremy Scott has more.
Passengers pulled out their cell phones and started recording when a man and woman sitting next to each other on a Delta Airlines flight from Miami to Atlanta last October were escorted off the plane for not following instructions from the crew, the men refusing to wear a mask. The woman is seen striking the flight attendant. The Federal Aviation Administration on Friday proposed a penalty of just over $27,000 against the unnamed passenger. The announcement comes 1 month after the agency said it would begin handing down stricter penalties to unruly passengers. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.